How do we jointly manage to eliminate hunger and poverty through action on not only agriculture, but food systems, rural development, and social protection? So this was the basis of my presentation. I think we have a very important entry point in reducing hunger and poverty through using agriculture for development. We haven't done enough on that. So that was part of it.
And are you really appealing to member states to get going on this? I mean, what are the priorities that they need to start thinking about right now in terms of reaching these very ambitious goals?
Yes, I'm certainly appealing to the member states, but I'm also appealing to the UN system and the other stakeholders that are in this part of this debate on the Sustainable Development Goals. You see, I'm primarily referring to governments because the SDGs are not a UN SDGs, it's the countries' SDGs. They made their commitments, and we have to assist them to find the best way and the most effective entry points to make sure they achieve them. And that was part of the effort today.
And obviously, agriculture might not necessarily be a top priority in many countries. How do you persuade them otherwise?
In some countries, they may naturally not be the top priority. In a lot of developed countries, agriculture is a very small part of their economic activity. In other countries, there are mid-income countries. Agriculture needs to be developed, but not the extent that it has to be prioritized in the poor countries, which is agriculture in a broad sense, including forestry and fisheries, is a key activity. You see, one may get fooled by looking at the data on national income, where agriculture could be only, let's say, 25 to 33%. But if you look at the labor force in agriculture in these same countries may be up to 70%. How do you deal with that? That means lack of productivity and more poverty.
I mean, can the world really feed itself and end hunger by 2030? It's a very ambitious target that's been set, and you're right at the heart of it at FAO, aren't you?
I think the challenges are many, but my answer to the question and the organization I represent is absolutely yes. A fundamental issue is the one of political will to put the food problem where it actually belongs. You see, it took the scare of the food crisis of 2007-2008 to make us take a better look at agriculture, right? Now, if we lower the attention because we don't live through a food crisis, we may face another one. And that could be a problem. So we as the international community, we should not let agriculture and food security out of our radar. It's fundamental.
Are you, in a sense, also kind of at the mercy of macroeconomics and this huge issue of climate change? I mean, clearly, if you're a smallholder farmer in somewhere where those are huge challenges, I mean, you could be forgiven for not being very optimistic that the UN can help deliver.
Well, it's not, as I said before, the first port of call is the governments themselves. We fully recognize that climate change should add additional challenges to the ones we're facing to feed the world, and when I say to feed the world, to feed everybody at the end of the day. So we have to recognize that in order to face climate change, we have to act today with investments, technologies, especially for those smallholders that they have no instruments to deal with the risks. But that's the point, is the smallholder may be pessimistic, but we should take into consideration of the climate change threat and see what can we do to help these people at the end of the day deal with climate change. You see, one thing about agriculture is a substantial contributor to greenhouse gas, methane gas, nitrates, etc. So it has to be a fundamental part of the solution, right? How do we make agriculture more climate friendly?